and I thought sure I was going to hit them cows. And but it, I don't know, I managed to stop, slow down. I didn't stop, slow down. The cow just moses on across the street, just very slowly looking, moses all across it. I just didn't miss the bad. And I threw him out of his grandma's lap. He was a little, kind of small. And he said, that cost you $5 for throwing me out of that, out of grandma's lap. But that little, poor little girl, she's about, I guess she's about like you. Mm-hmm. And she just stood there with both hands up against her ears, and why should she stand there with both hands against her ears? She just knew we were going to hit them milk cows. But I thought we were going to hit them too. I'll tell you, I had a Chevrolet, one of those wonders that the brakes used to hold one wheel, then the other. You have to play them like a typewriter to get them to hold, you know. You pump them and pie foo with them, trying to get them to all four hold at the same time. Mm-hmm. And boy, after that time, all four held, and I slowed down. I was going a lot, speed limit, about 60 miles. I come this little hill, and just around this valley, them here go off them two big, nice, beautiful cows, walked across. And boy, they just kept slowly going across there. Boy, I'm telling you, I never come so close to hitting anything in my life, not hit it, as I did that them two cows. Mm-hmm. But he got thrown out in the seed. Out of his grandma's lap, he had his head laying in his grandma's lap, laying back there sleeping. Mm-hmm. He was good at that. And he said, that'll cost you $5 if you throw me out of that, out of grandma's lap.
Did you pay him?
He forgot about it when we got where we was going. He did the same thing to me in Orange, Texas. He was sitting in the back seat. We was going to see this friend of mine over in Lake Charles. A horse out in the middle of town in Vida, Texas. I don't know where that horse come from, but nice looking little horse. You know what I mean. Uh-huh. And he come loping out there, and I mean went right straight across the highway on the same car. Yeah. 48 Chevrolet. And I just did slow down enough to not hit that horse. Mm-hmm. And right in the middle of town, I didn't think, dream of anything like that. You know, going behind a building. And I threw him out of that back seat on down between the seats. He says, boy, that's going to cost you $5 if you throw me out of that seat. $5 was his price.
A child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared of the dark.
And you say, I don't see why she's scared now. If she had never been scared before, you say she. You say she used to be or didn't used to be, or how would you say that?
She used to not be scared or afraid of the dark.
Okay. And someone leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say he shouldn't be so
careless.
And he said, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
peculiar.
What else could you say?
She acts kind of peculiar. That's right, all I could say. But
what?
Oh, I could have, that is, there'd be maybe some.
What's an old-fashioned thing people could say about that? She acts a little. Do you use the word queer or quar?
No. Queer is altogether different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Queer means a lot of things. But it doesn't refer to that. She just has a peculiarity or something like that.
Uh-huh. What? How would you define queer? Has that word changed in your lifetime, or how would it?
Well, no, it hasn't changed.